Let's go Indonesia tourism, no time for ministerial chit-chat. The Honorable Widianti stated that tourism leadership's immediate task is to work with experts, stakeholders, the private sector, and internal staff to identify current challenges and trends. She highlighted that the key priority now is to discuss and build a robust and sustainable tourism transformation strategy. The minister stressed that technology and digitization, particularly the application of artificial intelligence, AI, and advanced digital technologies, are critical to promoting tourism in the Tourism 5.0 phase. The current structure in Indonesia makes it difficult for the government to promote tourism due to restrictions and the absence of an active Indonesian tourism authority in charge of promotions. Iturbonus.com. She intends to collaborate with prominent multinational corporations to advance the skills of tourism professionals. Moreover, Indonesia will create a quality tourism fund to improve event management and attract both domestic and international tourists. Budijanto Ardiansia, the vice chairman of the Indonesian Association of Travel Agencies and Tour Operators, emphasized the urgent objective of the tourism industry, attaining 14 million international visitors by 2024. The ministry should prioritize conducting comprehensive promotional initiatives aimed at potential markets. The vice chairman also hoped the government would collaborate with local travel companies in international tourism marketing efforts. According to official data, Indonesia, the largest Southeast Asian economy, experienced a 20% year-on-year growth in foreign tourists, reaching 9.1 million in the first 8 months.